We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our movie mogul is John Mowat on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, big week for you, buddy.
It's a big week. Absolutely. Oscar week.
All right, so let's do the best actress nominees, and help me out with the woman from Roma. Is it Yalitza?
Yalitza? Yes.
Aparicio?
Aparicio. Aparicio.
I was in the neighborhood. I got Glenn Close in The Wife, Olivia Colman in The Favorite, Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy way out of her type in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I actually saw that movie.
A very serious role for her.
A true story, too.
Yeah.
Lee Israel. Absolutely. So what we have here, guys, is the Best Actress category for the Academy Awards. And it's so interesting because we have it's all over the board. You have Glenn Close, who's been nominated 7 times for an Oscar. No wins, but is generally regarded as one of the best actresses out there. You have Melissa McCarthy, who's a comedic actress, who's a physical actress, playing against type, as you mentioned, John, in a role that's very serious, with a great character arc, and she just nailed it. We have Lady Gaga, who is known as a musician, a performer, former burlesque star, who's now taken over the role in an almost iconic role in A Star Is Born, and nails that, and you also have Olivia Colman, she's so versatile, this English actress, that in the last 2 years, she's played the Queen Elizabeth in The Crown, and as well as a character on Thomas the Tank Engine. So she can do it all. So you have all these great personalities, and then you throw in Yalitza in the mix, who's never acted before. She was a preschool teacher waiting 6 to 8 months for her permits to come through so that she could teach. She takes over for her sister, who couldn't do the role in Roma, and just knocks that out of the park. So it's really an incredible category. We've got actresses all over the place. But, fellas, I look for Glenn Close in this one.
Is that partly because all the nominations before, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that can't. The breadth of work does play a role in this.
Yeah.
In her role as The Wife, I don't know if you've had a chance to see The Wife.
Yes.
Very powerful, and she also narrated it. A lot of the talk around town is that her narration was even so good that might be that extra bit that pushes her over the top.
All right, let's flip to the Best Actor category. You have Christian Bale as Dick Cheney in Vice, Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born, William Dafoe at Attorney's Gate,
Sure. Make a case for that.
And is it Rami Malek or Rami?
Remy?
Remy.
Remy, yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody and Viggo Mortensen in Green Book. So tell us about these guys.
Yeah, what an incredible category here. You have Christian Bale, nominated for Vice, like you said. Now, he's been nominated for 4. So you've got these people that are just incredible. 4 Academy nominations. He won one for The Fighter a few years ago, and we know him as this versatile actor that can just really play it all, and he immerses himself in his role and changes himself literally on the screen. It's incredible. You have Bradley Cooper, who has been actually nominated for 4 Academy Awards as well, kind of known as this sort of a hunk star, but now over the past few years, a director, a producer, just multi-talented and considered one of the best at his roles in the business right now. So that's incredible. You have Rami Malek. This is his first for Bohemian Rhapsody, but man, did he transform himself as Freddie Mercury on the screen. It really is amazing. And then you have Viggo Mortensen. Now, Viggo, he's been like a character actor all these years, but he's kind of slowly sneaking up. This is his 3rd Academy nomination. for Green Book. If you guys saw Green Book, what a great role he played. And even last year in Captain Fantastic, he was nominated for that role. So good. I mean, this guy is so good. But let's take a look at Willem Dafoe. Born William Dafoe, like you mentioned, Larry, he was nicknamed in high school Willem. So he goes by Willem Dafoe. And at Eternity's Gate is the story of Vincent Van Gogh and the way that he stretched that character and what he put out on the screen. I'm kind of looking for Willem Dafoe to take home the Oscar this year.
All right.
All right, tomorrow it'll be the Best Picture category with John Mowat on movies on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So who are you going to pick? You didn't ask you.
You mean for Best Actor?
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Rami Malek. I'm going to say
Christian Bale
and
Dick Cheney.
And he was. And I agree with John that Glenn Close will probably win Best Actress.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.